And hey, rock and roll.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around.
Put on the record, let's go.
But if there
And that was Brinsley Schwartz from a single from 1974 and their cover of Tommy Rowe's Everybody. Before that, a band called Screams out of the Chicago area circa 1979, their one and only album, a song called Angeline's Toys. Began this evening with the one, the only Roxy Music from the debut album 1972 and Remake Remodel. Good evening to all. You are listening to the Summit FM. Name of this program is Revolt Into Style. My name is Dave Swanson, your host for the show, each and every Tuesday evening. Got all kinds of stuff for you this evening, new and old. Right now, a brand new single from Mickey Dolenz. He has a EP forthcoming, and this is a song called Waiting for Day.
Into Style.
Sounds like a lot of supernatural baloney to me.
On the Summit FM.
Supernatural, perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
You are my friend. You're exactly what society tells you to be.
B-side of a 1985 single there from the Jazz Butcher. That was Death Dentist. Bram Tchaikovsky from the Strange Man, Changed Man album, 1979. A personal all-time favorite record. And that was a song called Bloodline. Had the Nomads out of Sweden from 1984 and Where the Wolfbane Blooms. A current British combo called the Molotovs from their new album Wasted on Youth, just released earlier this year, and that was a song called Daydreaming. Began that set with new music from Mickey Dolenz, of course famous for his tenure in the Monkees, which has never truly ended, and that was a song written by Vicky Peterson of the Bangles, and a new EP. He also covers a Paul Westerberg song, and not sure what else is on there, but the EP is coming out this fall, so we'll obviously stay tuned for that. You're listening to Revolt Into Style here on the Summit FM. Kicking back into gear with Cleaners from Venus, Mr. Martin Newell, and this was from a release from late last year. This is Neverland for Now.
Just where we are. days away. We were one just yesterday. It's not the way it's meant to be.
Just to watch. feels just the way that you do. He reminds me of you. But you'll have to find that body. I'm sorry, there's nary a thing I can do. You see, it's all up to you.
If you won't sleep with me, I'll still be with you. I'm gonna meet you on the ice cream train. The ice cream train before dark at night. The ice cream train, or I'll go insane. Well, I don't see you and it's getting dark. Today we should have gone to a Central Park. Don't you want to see me ever again? If not, I'll meet you on the astral plane. Astral plane for late at night. The astral plane, or I'd go insane. Well, we've known each other from other lives. I want to see you today, but I'll accept you on the astral plane. The astral plane for late at night. The astral plane, or I'd go insane. Alright.
Modern Lovers there with Astral Plane. Before that, the Cowsills from a 1968 single, In Need of a Friend. Had a group called the Triptides from their new album, Past Lives. And that was a song called Dying Sun. And they were just recently in town over at the Beachland. Began that set with Cleaners from Venus and Neverland for Now. Hoping everyone is having a splendid evening out there tonight. And one last set of music for you. Going to start it out with Pylon from the Gyrate album, 1980. This is Feast on My Heart. We'll be right back.
Christian show. Also, I would never get hit. I'd like to say I'm over with it, but I can't.
Treasure Island, 16 men on a dead man's chest. He didn't know where to find them. When we set sail across the seven seas, there was Captain Dan and Billy Bone and me and the Tomahawk Kid. Two fathom five.
tomahawk, kid. My tomahawk, kid.
The sensational Alex Harvey Band there with Tomahawk Kid. Before that, Panda Bear and Sonic Boom from the Question of When album. That was Revive Him. Began that set with Pylon and Feast on My Heart. That will wrap things up for this evening's Revolt into Style. Hope you enjoyed the show. And stay tuned for a special Fleshtones 50th anniversary celebration of the mighty Fleshtones. Interview with Peter Zaremba and a overview of their 5 decades of rock and roll. And that's up next.
You say you like my shirt.
My shirt!
You say you like my hat. Oh, but you never say that you like me, or something nice like that. What about me?
What about me?
What about me?
What about me?
Is it just an envelope that you can see? You say you like my shirt. You say you like my hat. You never say that you like me, or something nice like that. What about me?
What about me?
What about me?
What about me?
Is it just an envelope that you can see? You say you like my shirt. You say you like my hat. You never say that you like me or something nice like that. What about me?
What about me?
What about me?
What about me?
Is it just an envelope that you can see? You say you like my shirt. You say you like my hat. You never say that you like me or something nice like that. What about me?
What about me?
What about me? Is it just an envelope that you can see? Okay, let's go.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
If you'll turn the machine on.
Tonight we bring you the exciting rock and roll classics of today. This is the music of the hour, the music with a feel. We're talking, there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the no wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrill to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around.
Put on the record, let's go. Dear listeners, this is Peter Zaremba of the Fabulous Fleshtones, and you are listening to Summit FM. We love you. You Rubber City Rebels here. Okay.
Well, yeah, thanks for doing this. I didn't want to make it a big production number or anything like that, but...
Hey, you know what? Come on, let's make a production.
All right.
anyway, I got 40 minutes.
Oh, well, we got... if we don't get enough covered, it'll be an ongoing... It'll be a mini-series.
Okay, then good. Let's hit it. And again, thanks for getting in touch.
Oh, no, I'm happy to. I just happened to think the other day, and I thought, hey, you know, why not bring the celebration at least over the airwaves like that? So,
why wait for the centennial?
Exactly. That'll be the tour, and the Stones will open, and it'll be really something.
It's really, time flies when you're having a good time.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. You know, it's been a sort of a party for 50 years, and I don't want to stop it because the hangover is going to be horrible.
Oh, God.
So you got to just keep going.
The first single on Red Star, that was what? Was that 78?
Yeah, 1978.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I think I read, is the video for that in the Modern Art Museum or something?
Okay. We shot a film the year before that in 77. With an art filmmaker named M. Henry Jones, and he shot us doing a song called Soul City,
right?
That we picked off a budget album that I found in a cutout bin from Pickwick Records, The Sounds of Nowsville, which I didn't even, I mean, I was so lazy in those days, I didn't even bother reading the label. That, like, most of the songs were written by Lou Reed when he was working for Pickwick.
Right.
And were various, incarnations of what he was, you know, doing at that point.
Right. The Primitives, I think, was one. And
yeah. The Primitives.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a lot of good stuff on that album.
Here we go.
can't think of any other band that has retained three-fourths of the original lineup, basically. I mean, maybe not from day one, but, you know, the three of you have been there for the long haul, and Ken, the new guy, for only 40 years.
Yeah, Ron Wood.
Yeah, exactly. Ron Wood is
you know, Ronnie Wood, I still have trouble accepting him as a Stone. Yeah, Richards is wonderful, but he doesn't really play much.
To me, Ron Wood shone brighter in the Faces, but, you know. Oh, he's great, though.
Kind of carries the ball, really.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I haven't come back to the Sirius headquarters to do my shows since the morning of the pandemic.
Which
I guess that was St. Patrick's Day. I came in at like 4 in the morning and tried to do as many of my shows as possible, and then never came back because they closed the place that day.
Wow.
So I am a serious, you know, underground garage radio personality,
right,
besides being in the fabulous Fleshtones. But the Fleshtones are the whole thing. I wouldn't get that job if I wasn't in the Fleshtones. You know, and
you're a good master of ceremonies. Whatever you do, though, you engage the crowd.
You
know,
and for that very reason, we've engaged another master of ceremonies for the Friday night show, which is Mike Sharkey Edison.
Okay,
former editor of Screw magazine and In the Ring Wrestling Magazine.
You're going highbrow.
We're going very highbrow with him. He wrote two of his autobiographical books. One, I Have Fun Wherever I Go. We're talking about his years in Spain with the Ronchans, playing for the Ronchans. And then You Are a Complete Disappointment, the story of his childhood.
Wow.
Mike Edison will be emceeing for the MC because there's going to be so much emceeing happening.
That's so great.
There's so many ceremonies. There's going to be an awards ceremony. yes, with actual awards.
Wow.
And guest stars. I mean, Keith just sent me a thing. He ran into Brian Hurd of Daddy Long Legs.
Oh, yeah.
Walking down Bedford Avenue. And he invited him up to play some harmonica.
Oh, cool.
So we have yet another. So it's like, it won't be dueling harmonicas because one harmonica plays bad. I'll just let him play on a song or two. You know, Lenny the K is going to do some songs. Ivan Julian, you know, the guys from The Minus Five, you know, Pete Rock and Mike Mills, Stephen Wynn. Is going to do some stuff. I said Ivan Julian. So Jesse Bass is going to sing. They're going to be a reunion of the Master Plan.
Oh, cool.
With Andy Chernoff of the Dictators and Paul Johnson of Waxing Poetics.
Wow.
An IRS time capsule years mini set, original best player.
Oh, wow.
People are coming from Ohio.
I bet, yeah.
The skipper from the new Duncan Imperial.
Oh, okay.
Is coming with his entourage and many other people. So, anyway, if you can make it, you'll be there in spirit, though.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. I've been in it for the long haul.
You know, you'll be there in spirit, which is a lot easier than me putting you on the guest list.
Absolutely.
That saves me one argument.
Yes,
in management of the place.
Now
you're gonna.
Oh, go ahead.
Ask. Digger me. No, you ask. Yeah.
And then all that stuff that got recorded for what became Blast Off, whatever the Roar tape. Why didn't that come out at the time? I always wondered.
Marty ran out of money.
Oh, okay.
He ran out of money. His backers got cold feet because of the records he was putting out. He put out Suicide.
Yeah.
He put out The Real Kids, which I don't know, seemed like normal music to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great record.
Great record. And then he managed to get out our 45. And I'm not going to mention any names, but the backers said, no, we're not going to, you're not putting that out.
Wow.
And so it never really got finished, which maybe is okay.
Yeah. You know, well, it still stands as a document of that period in time, too, so.
Yeah, you know. Enthusiasm outweighing our abilities in the studio. But Marty let us do whatever we wanted. He loved hanging out with us. And we had an absolutely great time.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, I loved hanging out with Marty. I learned so much from him, and he was so generous with all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Al was a great guy. Well, he was the guy who dubbed me. We were sitting in his office and was talking about something. And he looked at me and he goes, "Zaremba, you're a psychedelic count."
Perfect. And it stuck since then.
Yeah, I filed it away. I was flattered. But when I started doing the serious thing, I said, you know, hey, I need some sort of, you know, I might as well revive my title.
Sure.
So, yep, there it is.
Well, in a lot of ways, Marty Pfau was a visionary. I mean, releasing Suicide and, I mean, having his, you know, in touch with not the obvious choices, perhaps you'd say, you know, but great
he
stuff.
He was a visionary of visionaries.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he really was the one who took the Dolls up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was the one who was there, you know, managing them and everything. And a fabulous rise and all but inevitable decline, crash.
Did you see them in the early days?
I assiduously avoided them.
Uh-huh.
Because when they came out, I didn't want to listen to them, basically.
Yeah.
Because I was so off glam.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hated, I just turned off, you know? And good friends of mine went to see them down in a local, not local, but a club in Queens. And the next day, my friends tell me, no, the Dolls know about rock and roll and the blues and Sonny Boy Williamson. And, you know, you got them all wrong, mm-hmm. You know? And I just, you know, the fishnet stockings and everything, just forget it, you know? I wanted to see a band that looked like us, you know, mm-hmm. What I'm saying? And that wound up being the Ramones. You know, they look like me or my friends or whatever, you know?
Mother of mine.
Well, I mean, and ultimately, like, the Fleshtones have always had more of a timeless image and style and everything like that. It was not, you wouldn't lump you guys in right off the bat with any one movement, if you want to say like that. It
no.
was just.
No, and I think, you know, to a certain degree, it's, I like that, and I think that that's been great, but to a certain degree, that has been hard for people who need.
Oh, yeah.
Need to peg, you know? I mean, ask more questions because I'll just keep talking.
Oh, that's no, it's all wonderful. I remember one time you said you mentioned, I don't know if you saw Alice Cooper Group in like for Love It to Death period, maybe, or you just liked that period.
Oh, no, I saw them. Yes, I went to see them. They were maybe, they were definitely not the top of the bill.
Yeah,
they were maybe middle bill at the Fillmore East on a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
And I called up the Fillmore East and convinced them that I needed a photo pass for my high school newspaper.
Wow!
And they gave it to me.
Nice.
And that was an amazing performance. Really,
I bet
it was just as Love It to Death. It was, you know, that tour to promote Love It to Death,
mm-hmm.
Which to me sounded like, oh, all of a sudden, music.
You know? Yeah.
All of a sudden, something that's, you know, it's, the guitars sound like guitars. A guy is playing harmonica. There's arpeggios and power chords, and guys singing about being a teenager. You know, and I think I was 18. Yeah, it was an amazing performance. It really was. The photographs that I took then, I only hope that I gave away enough of them because I threw out my negatives and my photos when I when I moved out of my parents' house and. In Flushing, I told my mom to throw everything away.
Wow!
And she didn't want to, but then I said, no, you have to. So it was one of those periodical urges of everything. No, but it's stupid.
Well, but you know, you don't think of holding on to everything, or at least you didn't back then. Growing up, you didn't think. You know, now everybody holds on to everything as if it's worth a fortune.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, I didn't then. It was like, even though I did have a strong collector's mentality,
mm-hmm.
and urge, compulsion, I'd say. Every once in a while, I would hit that thing. I said, oh, no, I got to get rid of everything. You know?
Yeah.
But, and it was like everything was new and changing anyway. So it didn't, you know. The only thing I held on to then was my records.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That I wouldn't part with then.
Yeah.
But eventually, I parted with them, too. You know?
Yeah, I think everybody goes through their own, you know, traveling lighter as we get older kind of thing, and just kind of, realizing you've gotten your use out of it. Maybe somebody else can and whatnot. But
And plus, you know, you have that electric bill you got to pay.
Yeah, reality intervenes. And
yeah. You know, you can sell that album for X amount.
Oh, I've been there, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet, Dave. And that's why live music is so wonderful.
Place my trust in you, baby. desperate as he can.
This is Peter Zaremba of the Fabulous Fleshtones, and you are listening to Summit FM.
It's a Fleshtones special tonight with Dave Swanson on the Summit. Support for the Summit provided by Town Hall 2 Integrated Health Network, providing help for addiction to alcohol, drugs, and gambling, as well as mental health issues. For information and appointments, townhall2.com.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, inviting you to join me for Shiro's Radio. Each week, we amplify female-identifying voices in music across genres and generations. Our playlist and weekly interviews celebrate the trailblazers and the visionaries. Tune in and turn up the volume.
Shiro's Radio, Monday nights at 8 p.m. here on the Summit.
Baby.
Well, and the other thing, too, I think with that is kids now, they capture everything on their phone. They can go in the very next minute and look at, you know, what they just saw. Whereas with me, if I'm remembering, you know, seeing you guys for the first time or seeing the Cramps or seeing, you know, God knows who else, it's my memory's version of it, which maybe is better than it really was, or maybe, you know, not as good as it really was. But I'd rather have that, I think, than documented proof that I was there, you know.
Well, that in point, where was the first time you saw us?
It was, well, I was, the first thing I ever heard, I think, was the, maybe the 2x5 compilation.
Okay, Marty Thau's 2x5, which I partially named, but then Keith Strang said, I said something like 12x5 or something. And then Keith Strang said, no, it's 2x5.
Right, right. A play on the Stones album, whatever.
Right. And then Marty was so open to everything. He let me design the cover, as you saw.
Okay.
And, you know, the whole thing.
But then by the time that I had started college in 1980, the Upfront came out, and I just immediately loved that EP. It kind of reminded me of the Yardbirds and just other stuff that I was, you know, enamored with. And you guys, somewhere in between the release of Upfront and Roman Gods, so probably like 81 maybe, you guys played a place in Cleveland called Tucky's.
Tucky's.
Which was, I think it had been a dance club of some sort, a disco in the 70s, and then it got sold and they reopened it as a dance slash live music thing.
Yeah, a new wave.
Yeah, right. And you guys were one of the few bands that I remember playing there.
I remember being a sort of a dismal turnout, but
You guys always had weird luck with Cleveland shows. I mean, as far as until
we always had trouble.
Yeah, until later for some reason. That would have been the first time, was around 81.
I remember we were driving to Cleveland. And our manager at the time was just on my case going, okay, you have a very important interview. You've got to do this interview. This is really important, really important. You have an interview set up with Kid Leo. And I'm like, what the heck? We didn't care about anything. But now I wind up, Kid Leo is my main man.
Yeah, you're bumping into him in the hall there.
I talk to him all the time.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, Cleveland radio back then was definitely a different animal than it became, because in the early 70s, and they would actually play the Dolls and Roxy Music and Eno you know, all that stuff. And they didn't play Hawkwind, and they play all kinds of stuff you just weren't expecting. You know,
that's what Miriam was telling
me. Yeah, and that's how it...
By that point, New York radio wouldn't play anything. You didn't hear anything on New York radio. You know, it just wouldn't play anything, period, you know?
So anyway, just to jump ahead a bit, when you guys signed with Yep Rock, I think I remember hearing a story that the guys who ran Yep Rock told themselves, if we ever start a label, the first band we're going to sign is the Fleshtones.
That's right.
And you guys have been with them ever since, so.
Yes, that's right. Yep Rock Records. We met them, we met the two guys who founded the label at a, we were hired to do their frat party at Gettysburg College. And in the course of a total Animal House night into the morning, somewhere in the course of that day, Glenn Dicker looked at me and said, when we grow up or when we graduate, we're going to start a record label to sign you guys like you. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Once I was in school, I think it was grammar school, and we had a sub. And the sub was talking to the class about some history, right? Like we're talking about history. And one of the kids jumped up. Now, I might have been a freshman in high school. It's still 1968. And a kid jumps up and says, we don't want to hear about all this old stuff. We want to know what's going on now. And the whole class erupted cheering. And the teacher was flustered, you know, and didn't know what to say. So maybe we got to tell people what's happening now.
You know, I've been wondering what you're doing here. What are your intentions? Because it isn't clear. Now you ain't been arrested. You don't have to hang around. But if you're going to stay, then why not leave the crowd? We ain't looking for a therapist. Ain't looking for a fight. Chances are you ain't, but then again you might. But looking so confused, how you wound up in this place. To stare at everybody like they come from outer space. Say it!
And that's what the new single's out. Is there an album coming as a follow-up?
Always, you know what? We're always slow about it because we like these days. We like to think about it a bit, but there will be an album. But you know, we just figured we had to get a single out.
Yeah.
You know, our 50th anniversary, and the Yep Rock guys are very, very cool about that.
That's great.
You know, they're really good guys.
And so, one thing I wanted to hand it to you guys, too, is the unusual choice of cover songs throughout the years. I mean,
oh, thank you.
The on the last record, the fact that you guys did Empty Sky by Elton John, I mean, okay. What a great choice, you know.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you, I heard that when it was first released.
Yeah.
When they still played stuff on FM radio in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was, I said, this sounds just like the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to do like a Stones
sure.
thing, you know? And since that day, and that was what, 1969
yeah.
or 68 or whatever, I wanted us somehow in the future to do that song that way, like more in the Stones.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, because so it's a great.
You picked up on it.
Yeah, it's a great song, and you guys put your own stamp on it, which to me is the way a cover should be done. Make it your own.
Sun, at night, moon, toss the moon.
Ask me one more thing.
Do you have, like, say, five records that you would put as, like, your records that inspired you or your go-to records of all time?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I would say Love It to Death by Alice Cooper is one of them. I would say Aftermath. That's a good one, The Stones. But maybe more than that, I really like Satanic Majesty's Request.
That's a great record.
But I have to admit that it's loaded with padding. I mean, obvious padding. That's a padded record. That's true. What else? I mean, there's so, you know, there's so many I love, you know?
Yeah.
I would say what was released here is Introducing the Beatles. Not Meet the Beatles, you know, but the
VJ, before. Yeah.
Yeah, the VJ one. That's for sure. Eddie Cochran. Okay. The first Billy was aware of Lenny Kaye was not from Nuggets. It was from his Eddie Cochran compilation that he did for United Artists.
Oh, yeah. Those are great. I have that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one. I bought that when it came out. And I had my mom, I begged her to buy me a leather bomber jacket just like Eddie's. And she did, too. And what else? I would say the best of Jacques Dutronc, the French guy. That became more recent, though, like in the 80s and mm-hmm. stuff, when we started going to France and people started turning me on to Jacques Dutronc.
You guys have always had a big following in France, if I remember.
We've had a good following. You know what? We were taken seriously there, unlike here.
Yeah.
But our following there is fairly loyal, you know?
That's great.
And the same thing in Spain mm-hmm. and to a lesser degree, Italy. And, you know, and that, we love that, you know? We love making people happy because it makes us, we're happy when we play, you know?
Oh, sure. No, it's countless.
And that's why we're still playing, Dave.
And that's the beauty of it too, is you know you're not chasing something, you know, that's not even there, you know. It's
no we're, you know, rock and roll should be fun, and on top of fun it should make you want to move.
Yes.
Because that means it's speaking directly to your heart and your body, you know.
Well, and it can
and
be
Elvis Presley proved that. He was a conduit of the rhythm and the emotion. No, the words weren't important. It was the emotion and the feeling.
Absolutely.
And he was a conduit. He translated that to the audiences that couldn't do it on their own. But when they saw him, then they felt it and they could do it.
Well, even as you know, aging going on, you know, you could still get inspired by a great record you hear, whether it's a 50-year-old record you never heard before or whether it's something that just got released. You can still be inspired by it, which is the beauty of it, too.
And that's why we're going to keep them coming.
Very good. Why quit now?
Okay, no. Why quit? It would make absolutely no sense whatsoever.
No, no.
You know, after 50, what, we're going to quit? Why? Yeah. Why now? Well, David, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay, no, thank you for taking the time out here. This is
No. I'm sorry about the noise, but we got it. We must catch while catch can.
Yes.
And I'll see you as soon as I can get back to beautiful Buckeye State.
Exactly. All right.
I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. All the best to the guys.
Thank you so much, Dave.
All right.
Okay, thanks for reaching out for this, okay? I did not get involved with a band to be left alone. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
Believe me.
Yeah, that's why I figured I'd just check in with you and see, and glad it all worked out. So.
Right. First and foremost, I am a fan of this music.
Yeah,
you know? And I know everyone in the band is.
No, you can tell it's sincere. Yeah. It's sincere, but not in the heart on your sleeve kind of way. It's just who you guys are.
Yeah, it's not pedantic, I hope.
No,
but all right.
Okay. Take care,
and dear listeners in Northeast Ohio.
Yes,
we love you. You Rubber City Rebels. You
very good. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time. Tell Keith I said hi.
I will, Dave. And we'll see you soon, I hope.
All right, great. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
These things are all I've got. Oh, I'm going places through my eyes to see. The ambulance ready to receive me. Oh,
it's been so too much to.
My little trip downtown.
Yeah,
a little trip downtown.
Sweet
and slow comes out of the blue.
Let's go.